Good day, and welcome to Technopolis Group Q2 Interim Report conference call. For your information, today's call is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Keith Silverhang, CEO. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Irina. Good morning, everybody. We had our interim report released, as you know, yesterday, and I'm going to give you a brief review, although I'm sure many of you have already read the report. But mainly, I'd like to give you all a chance to ask questions, so I'll try to be relatively brief in my review in order to give you the bulk of the time to ask the kinds of questions that you want. But if we do a short summary of the highlights of the second quarter, and then after that, give you some idea of how we think the rest of the year will go. Well, first of all, we've seen a trend already for several quarters running here in Finland and also in Estonia and Russia of recovery. That trend has continued despite the turbulence we've seen on the financial markets over the last couple of weeks. There's been a continuous improvement in business conditions. The general trend in occupancies has been rising, and that remains the case in the second quarter. For Technopolis, occupancies, net sales, and EBITDA have all been on healthy levels, and we saw like-for-like growing 3.5% during the period. We expect that trend to continue and maybe also intensify for the remainder of the year. We saw both net sales and EBITDA clearly above the 2010 figures, with an almost 15% growth in net sales and almost 9% growth in EBITDA. And I expect the gap between these two to close during the remainder of this year at the moment. Same time, we also have seen compression of those market yields, and this has led, of course, to rising operating profit. At the moment, it's very hard to say whether that compression will continue or will be plateauing, given the uncertainty on the market side. Anything's possible, but during 2011, at least, I don't expect rising yields or yield requirements. And as to our occupancies, well, we've seen a rising trend in occupancy for some time now in all three markets. Of course, now we're for the first time including St. Petersburg, so the figures are not comparable, but if we compare apples to apples, Finnish occupancies have continued to rise, Estonian occupancies have continued to rise, and we're not alarmed about the 61.7% occupancy level in St. Petersburg at the end of the second quarter, because we already have signed binding leases for the remainder of the year, and it's really only a question of the timing of the move-ins, and we know that the move-ins will be taking place between now and the end of 2011. So for all intents and purposes, our St. Petersburg facility is full. And so on the whole, we're upbeat for the remainder of 2011. We're strongly confident. We're aware, of course, that the recent turbulence on financial markets can create uncertainty, but at least the information coming to us from our customers is that it's not yet having any impact operationally speaking, so we're just keeping a very close eye on what's going on in the markets right now. And there's been some questions from some analysts and some about this customer down or our customer structure and how have these changes been affecting us. What I can say, and what we have been reporting, is that the changes at our among our largest customers in the mobile business have been changes that we've prepared for a long time, and there is actually strong demand in Oulu, and as well as in Tampere, and in other cities where there are mobile subcontractors of Nokia. At the moment, we've been able to sell actually a significant amount of square meters in new space in Oulu, as well as in Tampere. We've had major deals, some of which I can't publicly mention by name, but others, for example, the OPE oil deal in Oulu is significant and will replace some Nokia space. We've had the Renaissance deal, Renaissance Mobile deal in Oulu, more than 2,000 square meters there. The OPE case was almost 3,000 square meters there, so there is clearly demand, and while it's true that the effects on some of the subcontractors cannot be ignored. So far, those effects have been manageable, and we anticipate that they will continue to be manageable. For instance, today there was a news item that that Digia will be making some staff reductions, and there I can say that Digia in Oulu is located in our downtown facilities, and there's very strong demand for those facilities. Even the reductions that have been mentioned, we don't know what will happen in Oulu, but the numbers are not big enough to create any significant problems, and if there are changes, then the downtown Oulu center is in strong demand, so I'm really not too concerned about that. Right now, as for our Uvascular operations, most of our Digi activities are actually they're subletting from another client, so it really can't hit us too hard there. So really, Digi, as one example, is something that we're controlling. We're keeping a close eye on all these cases. There are five or six of these subcontractors, and they're all in a range of total exposure, something along the lines of 3,000 to 5,000 on average. There are some larger ones, but those largest ones, like Tieto, for example, where we have almost 15,000 square meters of Tieto space, those are not so heavily dependent on Nokia. So the message is that we're working very hard to manage the reduction of exposure in the mobile sector. And I can say this, that by the end of the year, total Nokia exposure will be around 4%, and we'll be talking around 17,500 square meters of Nokia space by the end of this year. Somewhere it was mentioned that one of the analysts mentions 33,000 square meters at the moment, and actually it's more than that. It's about 37,000 at the moment. But when you take out the 12,000 square meters going to Renaissance Mobile, then you come down to the 17,500, which is where we'll be after the year end. So little by little, we're getting to the point where we are changing the structure of the whole market. We're getting less dependency on Nokia, and I think this is good news for Oulu, and I think it's good news for Technopolis, and good news for Finland as well, that we're moving to a more diversified but knowledge-based economy. And for these reasons, among others, combined with the ongoing positive development of the market so far here in Finland, plus we are seeing in Estonia a situation where, in fact, there is significant inflation, rents are rising, absorption has been about 15,000 square meters a year, and there's practically no new supply. So there's pressure on upward pressure on rents in Estonia, and we are the most significant player in our segment there. So the signals in Estonia are very positive, upward both in terms of rents and demand, and this is the reason why we've already started to launch this first growth project there. So it's moving in a positive direction. There's now, I think, a window of opportunity in Estonia that would allow for even more growth if we choose to move in that direction. The Estonian economy is very robust. It's very low debt, and there's a lot of knowledge-intensive business activity going on. It's attracting a lot of international direct investment. So quite bullish on Estonia and on Tallinn, especially right now. So that's a positive factor. And then, of course, Russia and St. Petersburg, where we now, after a long, long, hardworking, challenging period, have, for all intents and purposes, filled our building. Prices are on the rise. Rents are on the rise. Every month, our average rental levels are rising. We have good, solid 3 to 5 year agreements and solid customers. And there's a lot of pull right now. Also, you can say that the market itself is showing clear positive signs. And a good example of that is that our main competitor, Sky, the Pulkova Sky, which is right next to the airport, after a lull, has also begun to fill up. And I understood that they're also hovering around 80% now, their pre-let rate. So with us being full and Pulkova Sky being the only other major new development in the area, and absorption is gradually rising, the market is balancing according to the external analysts in St. Petersburg, so that it's likely that new supply will not hit the market until 2013 or 2014, so that situation looks reasonably good. And so really the only major issues are the what's going on in the world right now, what will be the effects of these, sovereign debt crisis in the United States and in the Eurozone. Nobody knows. It's really guesswork for everyone. We may see continued low interest rates. We may see some further recessionary conditions or slow growth. But I think our customers are all getting used to it, and in their niches, they don't seem to be too shocked about what's going on in the financial markets. So we're preparing in any case for any scenario, including worst-case scenarios. So I guess right now it's the philosophy at Technopolis, as it probably is in many other places, is hope for the best and prepare for the worst. But we want to be optimistic, and we want to be active, and we want to be aggressive, which brings me to my final two points. One is what's going on in the international growth sector, and there we are actively pursuing cases in a couple of Nordic countries, as well as in the remaining Baltic countries. I have nothing to report other than to say that there are still a number of very interesting cases going on. And these conditions, which we're seeing on the market, are actually helping us in some ways to pursue these cases because there are strong interests in selling and in doing deals right now as compared to some months ago. I think we're moving in a more positive direction in that respect. And then we come to our guidance, and it was noted that we've raised our guidance, and we've raised our guidance because as we've moved past the summer period, we have a clear idea of how the rest of the year is going to go, and it became quite clear to us that that it was necessary to boost the guidance both for sales and EBITDA. And so we've boosted the guidance to from 9 to 11 to 11 to 13% based on the surety of the figures and our confidence in the in both the Nokia customer management as well as the bulk of a case. So it's been a good first half, and we're expecting a very good second half. And as far as 2012 is concerned, we'll see. And that's pretty much all I have. So, Irina, now I'd be happy to take questions from our callers.